Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our brilliant analyst, Jane. Today, we're diving into some massive shifts from tech giants, Jane, starting with Apple making a surprising move.
It really is, Paul. Apple is reportedly opening Siri to third-party AI models and integrating Google Gemini into iOS 27. This is a huge pivot for a company known for its walled garden approach, signaling a new era for voice assistants.
Right, it's a game changer. Imagine having the power of Gemini or other advanced AIs directly through Siri. This could finally make Siri truly competitive, moving beyond its current limitations.
Absolutely. And it's not just about Siri getting smarter, it's about user choice. People will be able to pick the AI that best suits their needs, whether it's for creative tasks or just getting things done more efficiently.
And speaking of getting things done, there's also buzz about Perplexity Computer being used as a personal shopper. That sounds incredibly useful, Jane.
It does, Paul. Perplexity's strength is its ability to synthesize information quickly and accurately. Using that for personalized shopping recommendations, finding the best deals, or even suggesting gifts makes a lot of sense for busy consumers.
Shifting gears a bit, Meta has made some incredible strides with its new brain model, Tribe V2. This sounds like something out of science fiction, actually.
It really is fascinating, Paul. Meta just open-sourced Tribe V2, an AI model that simulates neural activity and actually outperforms real fMRI recordings. It's trained on over 700 people's brain scans and can predict how neurons fire in response to what you see, hear, or read.
Wow, outperforming real fMRI scans? That's genuinely mind-blowing. What are the implications of a model that can replicate brain activity with such fidelity, Jane? Well, for neuroscience, it's a massive breakthrough. It allows researchers to study the brain without the limitations of physical scans, potentially accelerating our understanding of neurological conditions. It's also a significant dataset for Meta, given their focus on future interfaces.
Indeed.
And on a slightly different note, it seems Wikipedia is taking a firm stance, banning AI from writing its articles. A clear line drawn there.
Yes, that's a move to preserve the integrity and human-curated nature of their content. It highlights the ongoing debate about authenticity and authorship in the age of generative AI, Paul.
Absolutely. A lot to unpack in today's AI landscape. That's all the time we have for the Merge Sort AI Digest today. Thank you, Jane, for your insights.
My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.